Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting evening of Rolling Energy. We're coming live to you tonight from my home in Chickamauga, Georgia. My name is Gary Shaw. I'll be your host this evening. Want to go over a couple things and talk to you a few things. First, this show has not been evaluated by any government agencies or the FDA, so we will not be discussing or trying to cure or diagnose any kind of medical conditions. We are not practitioners. This show is educational and informational, informative only. So we ask you to grab a pen and piece of paper and take some great notes. Second, we will not be discussing any kind of incomes you can get back with the person that invited you to this Blog Talk Radio show and find out their website, and you can go read the compensation and the rewards for yourself in writing. And so I would suggest highly that you read it a good 3 or 4 times so you can really understand how powerful it really is. Next, I want to basically give a shout out to Diana Anderson, Richard and Joy Matuition, Scott and Tricia Shriver, and Sean Doc Farrell, because without these wonderful partners, we would not, Irv and I would not be able to bring you this radio show, because we're always normally on the road. Now, my little marketing degree and business degree doesn't really hold a whole lot of light to my partner and his acumens. My business partner and friend and mentor was a college professor. He actually taught graduate students as well as college students all aspects of business. He has an MBA in business. He, like myself, have built linear businesses upwards into the millions of dollars. We both have done that. We both know how to work with people. But Irv actually taught it on all aspects to college students, and as well as wrote 2 curriculums on marketing for this university in Ohio. He's got a speech degree. He's got a psychology degree. But what he's probably known for more than anything else in the world is the man has taken more than 1 million-plus people on what we call a weed walk, way back into nature, deep into the deserts, into the woods, into the streams, places that you never would dream. And he's taken over 1 million-plus people and shares with them berries and plants and weeds that they could actually eat. So with that all being said, grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, get ready to take some exciting notes, and have some questions so you could win a 9-day supply of what we're going to share with you tonight. And Irv's going to take you deep back into history. He's going to advance you a little forward and give you a little information, bring you forward. Then he's going to take you way into the future, and then he's going to bring you current to the air, what is happening today. And I highly advise you to grab that pen and paper and take a lot of great notes, because you will be blown away with what you're gonna learn tonight. And with that, Irv Samuels, you here, sir?
Thank you, Gary. I certainly am. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Okay, guys. I certainly appreciate everybody for joining us. The information that we're going to share is, in my opinion, a life-altering journey that we're all going to go on. And I hope that you embrace it the way I have, because it will make a major difference in your quality of life, and it has the ability to impact everybody that you know. So let's jump back to about the turn of the 1900s. Young man had come to America. He was a really sharp individual. He was a physicist, a mechanical engineer, an electrical engineer. And quite frankly, the world knows him pretty much as a futurist, because some of the ideas and some of the theoretical work that he was doing, we still haven't been able to get our heads around it yet. So who was that man? It was Nikola Tesla. I hope you're familiar with him. Maybe you've been to Niagara Falls, the little energy, the electric plant, the hydro plant underneath the falls is one of his designs. Alternating current is absolutely one of those projects that he pioneered. We talk about the Tesla coil. We talk about the death ray. And again, you know, read about it in history. Some pretty amazing technology. And yet Mr. Tesla didn't get any pretty much financial rewards based upon any of his theoretical work. Any of his patents really never proved to be financially beneficial to the man while he was living. He died in the early 40s. In the 20s, he was working on something called quantum resonating energy. And, you know, basically, we know he's not the only person that's done work on quantum resonating energy. It's an aspect of quantum physics. And what we do know is that everything resonates a specific frequency in our universe. And that frequency is unique to the emanating source. Not two sources ever produce exactly the same resonating energy. So based upon that, we're going to change history. We're going to impact the future and impact everybody willing to embrace his pioneering work that has now been brought into practical application. I'm going to jump about 100 years from his pioneering work to 2012. A young man from New Hampshire, Mike Hassler, was invited to the Tesla convention that year. Tesla convention is an esoteric event that basically is a tremendous honor to receive an invitation. And they're only given to really sharp individuals. I'll call them elitists, or I'll call them, you know, kind of, you know, and I say this respectfully, geeky individuals. And Mike was honored and was excited about going. His father, Rick Hassler, who had recently sold one of his companies as an Inc. 500 company for big bucks to Kyocera, the international manufacturing firm from Japan, was pretty much comfortable and set for life financially. And, you know, sending his son to the convention in Germany certainly was not an issue, but the issue was his son ready to go by himself, to be with geeky people across the pond when he basically really didn't have a whole lot of exposure of having left the backwoods of New Hampshire. So Rick put his foot down. He said, "No, you're not going, Mike." And you know, there was an argument went on for a long time. And eventually Mike won. You know, he said, "Dad, I absolutely have to be there." And Rick agreed. He said, "You're right. You do have to be there, but there's a catch. I'm going with you." And that's exactly what happened. They went together. So at that event, they went to the lectures, they went to the breakout sessions, they learned everything. And they literally had, you know, major brain swell. They came back to the States. Rick, the father, pigeonholed what he had heard because it was so futuristic. You know, he thought it was "Beam Me Up, Scotty," right out of Star Trek. You know, he thought it was Star Wars, you know, the intergalactic bar scene. He thought it was absolute science fiction. You know, nothing that really made any sense yet in our world. You know, nobody's ever brought anything together from what, you know, people were theorizing and working with. And that's where he left it. But Mike, on the other hand, had a completely different vision of what he had observed and learned, and what he already had in his mind was, I can really impact the world with this quantum resonating energy stuff. And he told his dad that. He said, "I can, you know, come up with some practical applications and we're going to make a difference in the world." And his dad kind of did a double take, quadruple take. He said, "What are you talking about?" Because, like I said, you know, he was looking at, no way, you know, this isn't happening now. Maybe another 50 years it will be a commonplace thing, but not now. Well, Mike said, "Dad, trust me. All I need is some money." And again, not an issue. So Rick said, "For what?" And that point, Mike started spelling out, I need state-of-the-art computer equipment, I need state-of-the-art software, I need some blue light equipment, I need the ability to isolate frequencies from given sources, I need the ability to embed it into storage devices, I need the ability to, and he went on and on and on, basically talking about all kinds of, you know, specific tools that would be commonplace in a quantum physics laboratory. And Rick said, that sounds pretty expensive. Mike said, hey, once I develop what we're going to develop, it's going to be a mere pittance. And with that, Rick got the checkbook out, gave it to Mike, and Mike went shopping. Relatively shortly after that, because of his intense work ethic and his enthusiasm for his new project, Mike came up with an idea that was patentable, and they filed for a patent. That patent has since been granted, along with five other patents. And here is the essence of the first patent. Basically, we isolate a frequency, and again, the patents are available for your review, so you know, you can look at exactly the processes that the company has decided that were, you know, optimal for benefiting from quantum resonating energy, and more than just benefiting from quantum resonating energy, from protecting these ideas. And again, that's what the patents do. So we isolate a frequency. We then embed that frequency into a storage device, and they've been working, you know, through 8 years now of various storage modalities. They've actually come up with substrates that they find to be the best out of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds that they have tested. And they are using holograms, and they are using carbon fiber materials. And they chose those because they found that they hold the resonating energy extremely efficiently so that they don't morph in any way. Once you embed energy into these storage devices, which for simplicity's sake, I'm going to refer to as batteries from here on in, because they are, you know, very similar to the batteries that we're very familiar with. They store energy. This is just a little different kind of energy. It's quantum resonating energy. So they isolate a frequency or frequencies. They embed it into one of these batteries. And here is where the magic comes forward. And that is when anything with an energy field, and everything in the world has an energy field, but typically we can appraise the benefits in plants and animals and mammals and humans. So we'll primarily be talking about those from here on in. When their energy fields are exposed to one of these batteries, they respond in a fashion that is identical to as if they had consumed the original item that created the energy, or as if they had been in the direct impact or effect of the resonating source of the energy. What did I just say? That can't be possible, is it? Can it? Well, turns out it is. Turns out that these are readily available and readily demonstrable, and as soon as you have one in your hand, for most people, they're going to immediately assay some benefit. And we're going to talk about some of those technologies shortly. But again, I had a problem grasping what I just told you. You know, is that really part of our world? And again, when we demonstrate, you can't deny the reality. But when you are looking at various things in our world that, you know, you might be able to relate to, so you can understand this quantum resonating energy and how it impacts something. Look at the sun. Don't look at it very long. Not good to do that. But the point is that when you're exposed to the resonating energy of the sun, even of a blind man, our bodies begin to create amazing levels of vitamin D3. In fact, optimal levels if you're in the sun long enough. And it doesn't have to be direct sun. And again, it doesn't matter if you are, you know, kind of able to see it or not. It gets absorbed into the body. So when that happens, our bodies develop optimal levels, can't overdose. Body only uses the energy that it needs to develop what it needs. And that's how energy works. So here we go with the magic, the first patent. They specifically came up with a device, a hologram, looks like a Band-Aid. It's about 3/4 of an inch in diameter. And when one of those comes into the proximity of your energy field, it provides relief. Relief from stress and anxiety, relief from physical discomfort, relief from nausea, relief from indigestion, relief from nervous conditions, relief from pretty much anything that your body can be conflicted with that provides a situation where you want relief. And the best part is that there is no chemicals of any kind. It's energy only. It seems like magic when, you know, the discomfort goes away, but it does, and it goes away relatively rapidly for most people. And if it doesn't go away rapidly enough, put another one on. Again, you can't overdose by having these batteries on you or near you. So ultimately, you want to get, you know, relief quickly. Apply what you need to get relief quickly. There is one caveat, and that is for optimal benefit, you need to be hydrated. So plan on drinking lots of water if you want to get maximum benefits. Not that you won't get benefits with less hydration. It's just if you want to get, you know, again, the best of the best results, make sure that you drink lots of water. And I don't mean beer or wine or tea or coffee. Water. Our body is intended to have water. So that was the first modality. The second one is something called nitro. Stimulates the natural production of nitric oxide in the body, which leads to much better performance. So, you know, before you head to the bedroom, before you're about to do some kind of physical exertion, before you have a, you know, kind of task that you need full performance of mental clarity and focus, if you want some extra energy, if you want to maybe have the edge in some kind of competition that you're going to be involved with, stimulate your your nitric oxide production, okay, and that stimulates the vasculation of your cardiovascular system, releasing in an efficient manner better nutrient dissemination and oxygen to every cell in your body. So very important, and it literally is almost the fountain of youth. It will make such a difference as you begin to revitalize your youthful nitric oxide production. We have other modalities. I'm going to, you know, quickly go through some of the batteries, not going to detail them at all. One is CBD, cannabidiol. And it is amazing. It is the frequency of full-spectrum CBD, organic. And it resonates continuously. It's available in two different forms. We have the peel and stick, 72 hours, and you swap it out for a new one. And we have a little more permanent version. It looks like a dog tag. It's carbon fiber. And it's guaranteed unconditionally for a year, but it will last a lot longer. Resonates continuously so that your body doesn't have to determine what kind of milligram, you know, necessity your body needs to stimulate your endocannabinoid system properly. You don't have to worry about frequency, how often, you know, you put another dose in, because it resonates continuously. And probably the greatest thing is that because there's no chemicals, there's no complications. The youngest infant, the oldest geriatric, and anybody in the military, anybody that has a CDL, anybody that works for the federal government, state government, a school district, anybody that's a veteran, anybody that has a health insurance policy that says can't have any cannabis in your system, there is none with this product. It is, again, energy only. So with the growing market for that around the world, we have the perfect solution. And we have a immune patch. It is marvelous. I have allergies. Man, does it kick, you know the complications away very rapidly. I watched a video today, and I highly recommend that you go to our YouTube channel. You get back to the individual who invited you this evening. It was a Reiki master who happens to have a farm, and she was showing the absolute miracles that our WOW pet tag provides. And that brings me to WOW. WOW is literally exactly that. and you need to experience it. I'm not even going to go into the detail, but it, you know, provides a situation where if you have stiffness, you're going to see improvement. If you have, you know, discomfort, if you have inflammation, if you need a little mental clarity and focus, if you need just a lot of energy, and so much more. And animals love it, you know, just like humans do. In fact, you know, there were several experiments that this Reiki master did in which she put a wow tag into a trough of water for her cows. Then she put an earthing card in another trough. She put a freshness card in another trough. And the other trough was, you know, the control. And where do you think the cows went every time? To the trough with the wow. They like to be wowed, and so do humans. Watch that video. And then we have a patch that's called Revive, which is great for any complication from the neck on up. We have a patch called Burn, and that particular battery is incredible. I mean, people struggle to drop a few inches, drop some pounds. People struggle to get some of the chemical toxicity out of their body. People struggle with cravings. You know, they're consistently always looking for sugars, or it's time for a donut or a soda pop. Well, simply by using these Burn batteries, you're going to find that your body begins to transform into a completely healthier version of itself. The cravings for, you know, crazy things that are detrimental as far as, you know, what you eat will definitely allow you to not have those cravings and make better eating decisions, and to natural detox. A win-win-win-win-win-win-win-win-win-win-win reality. Try them. And then we have others. I'm not even going to talk about them this evening, but I'm going to move ahead to three other amazing technologies patented. I just mentioned two of them. The third one is the EMF shield, electromagnetic frequency, something you need to pay attention to. If you really are not tuned in and you don't realize how pernicious EMF is, electromagnetic radiation, you need to become aware. And we have a website with a great report available. Just simply go to quantumsolutionsnow.com. Fill in that form. Make sure you list the individual who invited you to this radio blog show and get that report. Review it carefully, and it will give you some solutions that you can immediately begin to deploy to begin to protect yourself and your loved ones from the effect of electromagnetic frequency. Again, that's quantumsolutionsnow.com. We have two different modalities that will help you, and they're so simple to deploy and use, and that is our EMF shield. It's a little patch that you peel and stick onto the devices that create the EMF, your cell phone, your router, your notebook, your laptop, smart appliances, and so many other things that you're exposed to continuously. If you get back to the individual invited you here tonight, they'll share with you a checklist so that you can kind of go through all those devices that, you know, are within your house, within your car, within your boat, within your camper, with, you know, whatever, everything that you need to know about, you know, being aware of which devices you need to protect yourself from. And then we have a freshness card. It is, again, patented, exclusive, unique, and amazing. What it does is it mitigates the development of mold, bacteria, and fungi. Put one anywhere near things that typically deteriorate relatively quickly, like your fruits and produce, like your bakery items, like your leftovers, your fish, your meat, your poultry, your cut flowers. And you're going to see that the ones that are exposed to the frequencies of the card last so much longer. You're going to save a lot of money. You won't be throwing out things needlessly because they molded on you, or they just lost their flavor and their vitality. So I would highly recommend taking advantage of that technology as soon as you can, because if you don't, you're burning your hard-earned cash needlessly. And the final item is our quintessential item. It is literally a I'll call it a necessity for everybody on the planet. It's an earthing card. It provides the natural frequencies of earthing. Looks like a credit card, carbon fiber, guaranteed for a year. And when you have it in the proximity of your energy field, it's going to have major impact on your health and wellness. We can demonstrate that simply by giving it to somebody. They become stronger. Their range of motion improves. Their balance improves. A lot of people experience clarity, mental focus, a calming effect, a feeling of well-being. It goes on and on. Once you have one, you won't want to be without it ever. And then when we review, you know, basically technologies of this unique development, of this amazing advanced technological breakthrough, and when we realize that they are patent protected, that they are developed and manufactured in the United States by a company that's very reliable at manufacturing and distributing. They've been around for 8 years now. It spells opportunity. And everybody on this phone, no matter what your current circumstances are, should take a serious look at adding a plan B, adding adjunct income to whatever you have going on. And we don't ask anybody to spend any money to become a brand partner. We'll set up a self-replicating website that translates and gives you the ability to, you know, pretty much do business around the world. We're doing business in more than 70 countries now. We have 11 distribution hubs around the world. And you, once you become a brand partner, simply by sharing information, and believe me, you don't have to do the dissertation that I went through this evening. Just invite people to our webinars, our recorded webinars, the videos that we have available, our radio blog show. This one we do 5 nights a week, every night except for Tuesday and Friday. And you'll see that people, after they hear the information, they have the ability to not only get free samples as a first-time listener on our blog talk show, try them, and once they experience them, you know, they'll definitely want more and more and more and more, and try more different things within the developing product line, and you get paid. Now, again, if you're looking for a business, that's great. If you're not, then use the extra income to put it in your church or your synagogue, or, you know, donate it to your mosque or your favorite volunteer fire company or whatever you want to do with it. It gives you a little extra discretionary income. Or use it to buy products. We have a lot of brand partners that bought every product in the product line completely out of earnings, never reached into their purse or pocketbook to get any of the products in the product line. And you can do the same. And then if you choose, you can treat it like a business, okay? And you can develop, you know, part-time activity and work, you know, whatever, 2, 4, 5 hours a week. Develop part-time income. Step it up, maybe 12 hours a week. Still pretty part-time, wouldn't you say, and develop full-time income. It's just a matter of learning to become a really good inviter and doing it consistently and effectively. And as you develop those skills, no one will be able to stop you from becoming more and more successful. If you get the big picture, like a lot of the leaders on this call and a lot of the leaders within the company, you will absolutely be blessed with growing residual income. You'll have the ability, once you buy a package, you're given the opportunity to develop leverage, to develop teams in which you have, you know, the compensation pays us in 8 separate ways. And several of those ways afford you, you know, leverage, the ability to get overrides on the sales efforts of your team members. So that's optional, but it could be very, very lucrative. There is no ceiling on the income available by sharing these life-altering modalities with people around the world. So with that, I certainly appreciate your listening. First-time listeners, please press 1 on your phone, and you'll be able to, you know, step forward, identify yourself with your first name, identify yourself telling us where you're calling from, and most importantly, the name or the reference of the individual who invited you to this show. Because when you get your free resonators, they get free resonators also. With that, Gary, take it away.
Thank you, Irv. Splendid job. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hopefully you took some great notes. Hopefully you got some questions. We're going to call out the last four digits of your phone number. And when you hear the last four digits of your phone number, that means your mic is live. Go ahead and press 1 and get in the queue. We want to take it and hang around because we're going to have some people that have tried these, and you're going to hear their testimonials. And nobody is paid, basically, to give a testimonial. It is all from their goodness of their heart. With that, Richard or Diane, who's working the board tonight?
I am. So if you're a first-time caller, please be sure and hit 1 so I can get you in the dashboard here.
Press 1. Well, we're waiting on some people, Diane. Do you want to go ahead and tell your little you got involved around the 10th to 15th of December, and you got the burn, and it basically, you know, we were talking about, wow, you know, Christmas and the holidays and all the food, and tell a little bit about some of the things, because you've had 2 or 3 experiences with some stuff since you got involved on the around the 10th of December. Tell us some of the testimonies that you've had with some of the products and some of the experiences, but let everybody else know how skeptical you were when I first talked to you, because you just kind of almost kind of blew me up because you thought I was blowing smoke to a degree. But I told you I'd send you some free samples, and you said, okay, go ahead and lay it all out on the line, and let, because somebody else may be just like you and have a lot of reservations. So let's hear your story, and just go ahead while we're waiting on somebody else.
Well, when Gary says I was skeptical, skeptical is my middle name because I have tried every lotion, potion, patch, and pill and shake known to man in the health and wellness industry. But I tried the burn, and I immediately, like within a few hours, started feeling the effects. It was, you know, during December, and there's lots of cookies and sweets and whatnot around, and I suddenly realized none of that appealed to me. I lost some inches and some weight, but the number one effect that I'm noticing with burn is that it just literally, I mean, things that I would just reach and snack on before, I don't even want to reach for them anymore. So that's amazing there. And then the nitro patches, I call them my Energizer Bunny patches, because they help me get through the day. I have a condition that makes me very lethargic, and the nitro patches help tremendously. The wow is like wow. And with a CBD and those patches, my life is a whole lot happier these days. So if anyone is thinking, no, this can't be like it, what it is, I say get back to the person. First of all, you got to jump on and say your name and let us know who invited you. And then you'll get the information to get your free samples, because that will be the start of your saying, wow. And that's it. I'm still waiting for some first-time callers to jump in.
Come on, ladies and gentlemen, press 1. Let's hear. Love to hear from you.
In the meantime, I'm going to talk a little more about that video, because I don't know, you know, how many people had the opportunity to watch it. Again, it's the one with the Reiki Master and it and the farm, I think is what it's called. You know, Doctor of Reiki and farm animals or something like that. Available on YouTube if you want to, you know, search under our brand group. But there was a lot of aspects of that are just simply amazing, because again, these are all animals, you know, and animals don't have any placebo effect. And she talked about her goat with a runny nose and, you know, kind of some kind of immune system distress, and you know, got relief relatively quickly and, you know, went back to normal behavior. And then by the next morning, it was perfectly clear and normal. And then she shows, there's actually a little video clip in which she lays out a couple different patches, a couple packs of patches, and the goat actually picks out the one that is relevant for it. And here's another crazy, crazy reality that she talks about. She has some bulls on the farm, and she had a wow medallion, you know, one of the hard carbon fiber wow pet tag on, and she put it, you know, on her under her bra strap and went out among the bulls, and the bulls apparently normally don't pay much attention to you know, the farmers. I don't know. I've been on farms, and, man, they paid attention when I went near them, but, you know, that's what she said. And she said this particular, you know, episode was completely different. The bull came over to her and started nudging her in the area where the wow medallion was. And then, you know, she thought that was pretty weird that it was able to, you know, pick up that specific source of energy. And she did a little experiment. She moved it to somewhere else on her body, and sure enough, did the same thing. And then she did it a third time. She didn't believe it. And, you know, with that kind of blow in her mind, she said, you know, it's amazing that animals have that ability to pick up the energy, you know, probably better than humans. And she, you know, kind of told her husband, and he, you know, didn't necessarily disbelieve her, but he wanted to see it for himself. And sure enough, he did the same experiment, and exactly the same thing happened. The bull was able to determine where the battery was hidden on the person. So that's pretty impressive, in my opinion. I mean, you know, there's no question that if animals are smart enough to sense, you know, energy that is vital to them and important to them, you know, you would think that most people, when they're shown and we do demonstrations to prove how well these work, that they ultimately would slowly but surely become as smart as a bull. Oh, boy. Anybody press one yet?
Diane, anybody press one? Well, I guess not.
Diane, still there?
She may have got a call. Don't know.
Well, in the meantime, Gary, why don't you tell us a little bit about Burn?
Well, I started trying Burn back in February, and well, after a couple weeks into February, and about.
Let's do this a little different. Let's do it a little differently. Let me do it in an interview process, okay?
Okay. All right.
I'm back.
Very good.
All right.
Okay. We have anybody that press one?
Nope. We have several callers, okay. But nobody's pressing one, so I'm assuming they're part of the team.
Okay. So anyhow, you specifically had blown up because, you know, I mean, gained a serious amount of weight because of the result of being laid up with an injury and having a woman that was taking good care of you. And at that point, how much approximately did you weigh?
Close to 370 pounds.
Okay.
Real close to 370.
I know that, you know, it took a while for me to kind of get you to, you know, pay attention to what I was talking about. And in a couple of months after you came into the business, you know, had already started to use some of the modalities. And then you jumped on with the burn. Wasn't one of the first items that you experienced. What happened when you began to use burn on a regular basis? How many did you use? And what else did you do in combination with the burn to make sure that it was working efficiently for you?
Well, I started basically, I put three literally on my navel, and I was starting to lose, but I wanted to lose more, so I added two to my wrist, and then I added CBD, and I started dropping about 5 to 7 pounds, roughly, almost per week. As of Saturday morning when I weighed, right before I left out, I dropped from 268. Right now, I'm somewhere in the neighborhood of about 258, 259. So I'm close to, I'd say probably close to right at 100 pounds and a little over 13 and a half inches. The pair of pants that my wife bought me for, a pair of dress pants that she bought me last year for Christmas, I put them on and they just literally fell off. And then I took a picture. I pulled them as tight as I could pull them, and you can see on both sides, probably 6.5 or 7 inches on both sides of those pair of pants. And I did it in front of a mirror, and then I held the pants out and took a picture sideways, and it's just amazing. And of course, I wear all of them, and it makes me feel like I'm in my 20s again.
Marvelous. We congratulate you. I also, you know, I've heard you talk about, you know, kind of the complications of your being able to drink water. It wasn't a common part of your, you know, daily activity. How did you, you know, kind of get your brain to adapt to that behavior? You know, what was the trigger that made you drink enough water?
Well, I started craving water because I hate water. Or I used to hate water. I was basically a Mountain Dew, Dr. Pepper, Coke kind of good person. And then once I started putting these medallions on and seeing I was dropping weight, I thought, well, okay, if 3 would work and do good, what will 6 do? And then I started adding CBD to it around my navel, and it was just like literally every week, you know, 5 to 7 pounds would just literally melt. And then I was craving water. Couldn't get enough water, and what I did was basically I rounded up, and I tried to literally consume close to 200 ounces of water a day, which a lot of people say, that's a lot of water. Well, I drive a truck, and it gets out west, so it gets kind of hot, so I stop and get 4 every morning. I'll stop and buy 4 of the Smart Water, which is actually spring water. I'll buy 55 ounces. They got them in a pretty good sized thing, and it doesn't take me very long. I'll knock those out. I'll have them all knocked out within about 7-8 hours. And I crave water now. I don't drink the sodas. I don't pick up the sugars like I used to. It's just amazing in what it does when you put the burn on and you drink the water. Yeah, you got to stop a lot and you do detox, but it works somehow or another. It works on your mind. I just don't seem to want. I don't want the candies. I don't want the sugars hardly anymore. And because what that done, it helped me drop my blood pressure and it helped me drop my blood sugar as well. And I had a medical card that basically I was coming up for a medical review in July, and she's already told me that I was probably going to lose it because, you know, my blood pressure was up, my oxygen level was down, and I just didn't seem like I had a lot of energy, and I started putting these little batteries on everywhere. And to the point that Angie calls me Patches. She says, you wear so many. She said, you got the earthing cards, you got your wild pack tag or whatever that is. She said, you got the wild tag on, you have the CBD one on. She said, you got all these medallions all over and got them on the side of your, you know, on your forehead, because I wear the wow on the side of my temples. And she said, well, what does that do? And I said, well, it keeps me from wanting to kill these four-wheelers that you jerk, you know, will come from a third lane all the way over to a first lane cut in front of you. I said, just keeps me calm. And I crave a lot of water now, and it's easy to lose weight when you start craving the water and you mix these medallions. They work synergistically together. They help each other. And, you know, I'm 62. I feel like I'm in my 20s again. I have a lot of energy. I don't have problems getting in and out of my truck. And I even use the food freshness card in my truck. I've got one in my refrigerator, but I actually had a seat cushion made where I had a shirt pocket made where I put the food freshness card, lit in my seat, one on my back. I got them in my pillows. I'm home right now. I've got them in my pillow here at home, and I've got three on my side. Angie's not here. She's in the hospital in Virginia, and she's got three on her side plus one in her pillow. So, you know, we load up with a food freshness card, and I've noticed it actually physically helps with the other batteries. It just, I don't know, everything just kind of works collectively together. And to feel the excitement, you know, I'm not trying to sell you. I just want you to try it. Prove me wrong. Because if you try these, you will absolutely fall in love, and you will want to do it. You'll want to drink more water because you'll feel better. You'll feel more energized, and you'll start looking. That's just like somebody said the other day. They said, there's no way you're 62. And I said, yeah. I showed him my license. He says, your skin, you know, you don't have any wrinkles. And he said, most people would have wrinkles or crow's feet, you know, at this point in their life at your age. He says, your skin is glowing. I said, I feel like I'm 20. And I do. And I'm full of energy. You just got to try it. You might like it.
Perfect. I appreciate that very much. And again, we congratulate you on your journey to becoming a healthier version of yourself. And everybody should appraise, you know, where they are today, you know, what you ultimately would like to achieve in your health and vitality. And these patches, these particular batteries, will have major, major, major facilitating benefit. There's no question. So just try them. There's no risk. They're all unconditionally guaranteed. And the more experience that you have with the various patches, the happier you will be. No question about it. So all I could say is get back to the individual who invited you. If anybody's a first-time listener, please be brave enough to press 1. And if we are only brand partners left on the call, then we might as well discuss a little bit about getting more activity to this radio blog show. Anybody would like to comment on that or make a suggestion, we would love to hear it.
Well, I'd like to press really 1. Fast.
Go ahead.
I would like to call out just the last 4 digits of people's number, and if they just want to jump on and just say who they are, I'm trying to figure out whose numbers are whose. It would be really helpful.
We do have that list from Richard. I mean, I probably should coordinate it rather than randomly put people on the spot.
Okay, will do.
Anybody
if you
want
are
to
brand new partner, please just say your name. Push 1 and say your name. That way we'll have the list, and in that way we can coordinate with Richard and get everything done. Because you do not receive any free samples unless you identify yourself. That's part of the stipulation. You must say your first name and the state and the person that invited you for you to win. Anyone.
No reason to be shy. We're all friends here.
5362.
Okay, well, this is Carol, and I can always give some kind of testimony. I just like to leave room for the new people. But I also like to share what I learned about using these patches so they work better. Because I was fighting a bug, and I noticed the nitro wasn't giving me the energy it was before. I mean, that's the main thing is for the first time in 40 years, I found something that was giving me energy. And then Gary told me that they work better when you're moving. Well, since I was fighting a bug, I wasn't moving a lot. So I started doing a little more, you know, short walks and things. Anyway, so I just think that's a good thing for people to know, that not only do they work better with water, but they work better with movement. And
yep, with activity. Any kind of activity you do, you know, they seem to work a lot better, no matter if it's just walking, you know, and no matter what kind of activity, if, you know, you go bowling, you know, any kind of activity whatsoever, they seem to want to kick in and give you a little more energy.
If I may, you know, state the facts, they don't work any differently whether you're active or inactive. The stimulation of nitric oxide production is identical based upon the frequencies in the patch. The difference is that you will notice the benefit in a more reasonable fashion when you are indeed needing the additional benefit of performance. You know, it becomes apparent that they are working. They work incredibly well even in a dormant state. As long as you're hydrated and you have the patches on, you could test with nitric oxide test strips, and you'll see that over time, as you continually, you know, kind of add the energy to your cardiovascular system, you'll see that they effectively begin to step up your levels of nitric oxide. Again, doesn't matter what you do. It happens to every mammal. It works exactly the same way. It stimulates that natural production.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for clarifying that. I think it's very helpful when we understand a little bit about how these modalities work.
Great.
And then we can use them efficiently. So thank you for that.
And again, anybody that hasn't tested with nitric oxide, you know, strips, one of those things you should, you know, go to Amazon or eBay or your local, maybe pharmacy might even carry them. I know that I've run into a couple pharmacies when I was, you know, trying to introduce our CBD products into those pharmacies, and they actually carry nitric oxide test strips. So get some strips and begin to, you know, kind of demonstrate to people when you're, you know, prospecting them in the beginning that they will have, if they're over 40 or 50, they'll have, in some younger people, they'll have depleted levels of nitric oxide. It will really show, you know, low levels. And, you know, that's not a good thing. If they want, you know, optimal performance in their life, they need to step up their game and get some nitric oxide production going effectively.
And next,
anybody else like to...
3139.
Your mic
is
live. Oh, yeah, hi. Hello, this is Ronald from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Welcome.
Yeah, I had a question since y'all were talking about hydration and exercise being very important. The question I have is, I understand there's a lot of different types of water. Like, you know, we got tap water, we got bottled water, we got engadic water, we got alkaline water, we got, you know, all kinds of different structured water. How important is it to have the right type of water in our body? Can, you know, like, for instance, can tap water just be fine? Or bottled water versus engadic water or alkaline water or structured water, which would be the best to help make the modalities work, you know, at the greatest capacity? Because I just want to tell everybody I love every one of these products over any other products in the world. So it's very important to me and probably everybody else to understand the exercise part or the hydration especially, because hydration is probably the number one nutrient in the world that everybody needs.
It's a good question. And again, you know, I have several people in my organization that are water specialists, and they could talk to you about, you know, the answers to that question in which there is no verifiable answer to that question. But bottom line is, we do know that by exposing water, even tap water, even, you know, silly pond water, or, you know, somewhat contaminated water, you know, and I wouldn't put it in a toxic dump situation, but when you add the earthing card to that water, it begins to do some structuring, and it improves dramatically the hydration capability of the water.
I see. Well, my next question would be, you know, if there's a better kind of water out there that gives a better absorption rate into our cells, would that make the modality work, you know, even better? Because our cells are being hydrated, and I guess the electrical charge, you know, through the energy and frequencies could reach the inner part of the cell instead of just the outer part.
Well, that's a great question. Don't have any answers to that other than those naturopathic doctors that I have that assess, you know, kind of levels. They actually have machines that diagnose energy levels in the body. They you know, basically are finding that our modalities dramatically improve the vital force of the body. And, you know, the difference of the water is not the factor. You know, it's the addition of our modality that makes the difference.
Oh, that's a great answer. Thank you very much. I understand. I think the specialists probably could look further into it because, you know, we have different types of water, and most people are not privy to the knowledge of that. So if they were privy to the knowledge of it, you know, and we let them know, there's a certain type of water that might be better than, you know, bottled water or tap water, because we all know tap water contains many, you know, contaminants, and so does bottled water, like, what, fluoride and chlorine and microplastics and whatever's, you know, in our environment, and there's millions of toxins out there. So they could show up in trace amounts in different types of tap water, bottled water, wherever you live, you know, depending, I guess. If you live in Flint, Michigan, I guarantee you're not wanting to drink that water, right?
Good reason to use both the burn modality and the earthing card on the water. All the time.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate your help with this, and I'll look further into it as well.
Great.
Thank you. Okay, so next we have 6554.
Oh, it's me, Elizabeth. Good
Hi.
Evening, everyone.
Good evening. Welcome.
Well, thank you. I jumped on the call tonight and listened to some pretty good information coming out here. I do have a couple of questions. Anyone who's using the sleep patches, now, it says on the instructions you put them on at a certain place of 15 minutes before you go to bed. And do you just leave them on all night, and do you leave them on when you wake up the next morning, or do you take them off when you wake up in the morning? What do you do about your sleep patches?
Take them off immediately upon awakening.
Okay, so just take them off. And can a lot of people
A lot of people are leaving them on the paper, and they, you know, use a Band-Aid or, you know, some kind of adhesive material to put it on, and they're getting nine nights and maybe longer out of each patch.
Yeah, I was going to say, what I've been doing is just taking them off right away when I wake up in the morning and sticking them right, you know, sticking them right back on the paper, and then I use them for at least 3 or 4 nights. And then, of course, they'll get to where they don't stick on too well.
What is your experience with the sleep patch? How has it made a difference?
It's amazing. It's amazing. I think the effect that I seem to get with it is not so much from the initial onset of the sleep, you know, when you first go to bed, but that ominous time that seems to happen like around 3 a.m. when you wake up, and then you can't go back to sleep again. Well, that is when it really seems to kick in for me. And I still won't go back immediately, but I will stay asleep a long time. And I don't know if that's just a cumulative thing with the patch or what. But
that's a common description of people's experience. Question is, or a question that I have that goes along with that, how do you feel in the morning after you have used the patches?
Oh, it's great. I mean, you know, and you realize you've had a good long stretch, say 5 or 6 hours of sleep. And I think that's what's important, because I used to wake up a lot, just periodically, every couple hours or whatever. But getting that long stretch right there in the last hours of your sleep, that is what seems to really bring forth the feeling of being regenerated and renewed. And as we know, that's when our body does its healing, is when we're asleep. So that's when I feel it, is when I wake up in the morning and I feel really good.
Perfect.
Rather than I don't want to get up, I'm ready to get up and go.
Great. Good, good. So, do you have any experiences relative to a difference in your dream patterns that you're aware of?
There are, it seems like, not all the time, but sometimes there just are some really bizarre dreams. I don't know what that's all about, but maybe that's getting into the deep REM sleep.
It is.
I'm not sure about all that, but it doesn't always happen. But and it seems like I'll go back into my past with events that have happened and that I hadn't thought about in many years. I'll go back, or I'll bring somebody back that I knew from my past that you hadn't thought of in years. It seems to reach a deep part of the brain, maybe. Do you think that's it?
Deep restorative sleep just allows you a higher level of natural, health. I mean, that's what's going on.
Uh-huh.
That's how it's supposed to be. That's great.
Exactly. And that's just really a wonderful thing. But the question I had was about what do you do with them, and I guess the answer is you take them off when you wake up.
Absolutely, and that comes from an experience that Rick shared with us, when he was kind of originally developing the sleep patches. He was going to share them with one of his practitioners, and he had a whole packet in his pocket. And he had the worst day. He was so sleepy that day, he could barely stay awake while he was driving.
it's so amazing when you understand and I've done a lot of study in Chinese medicine. And as you know, the polar opposites in Chinese medicine are yin and yang. And, your yang energy, your activity needs to take place during the daylight hours. That's your yang hours. Your yin hours are the time to get quiet and to get slow and to rest. And, that would have been a pretty good thing before electricity, but now then we can make our nights almost seem like days because of the fact that we can keep the lights on. So that's an important thing, I think, to know that is the energy that was in when we were created, that we were created to, be active in the day and rest at night. So,
well, we have the ability to do that, simply by putting on patches now. It's great.
Well, that's a wonderful thing, because previous to that, what else did we have? I mean, there were different supplements that you could take for melatonin and stuff like that, but this little patch is so easy. And the beautiful part, and I say this every time I get on here, but I have to keep saying it, is that by using this modality, we don't make the decision about what the body wants or what it takes or how much and when it. The body makes the decision. That's the
important
part, I think, for everybody to know.
That's such a valid point, and we don't stress that nearly enough. You know, absolutely
uh-huh.
genius, Elizabeth.
Very
right.
true. You give yeah. your body, because your body is intelligent. It's working every moment of your day and night to do the very best thing for you. But this way we allow the body then to make those choices instead of us trying to figure it out and then trying to make choices to get the body to do what it needs to do. Far better for it to have its own choice there. Right?
In view of what you just said, we should, you know, immensely, we have such a dramatic advantage in the CBD market. I mean, so you look at every corner store now, you look at, you know, pretty much uh-huh. gas stations, you look, they're all carrying CBD, and they don't have anything even remotely to touch the efficacy of what we have.
Well,
so,
and in Chinese medicine, I just learned not too terribly long ago that the cannabis was used in Chinese medicine thousands of years ago. In fact,
yep.
the modern saying now that we know is that every cell in every mammal has a cannabinoid receptor site. And that alone will give you a pretty good clue about the benefit that we could have from using this modality.
Yep, and realize that our WOW and our Relief also have CBD frequencies in them. So, you know,
I did not know that.
Yep.
The Relief and the WOW.
And the WOW, yep.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm glad to know that. And, you know, what a benefit that can be not only to us as humans, but to our animals.
No question. And again,
yep.
when you watch that video that I unfortunately I was interrupted a couple times watching. It was the first time that I even knew that it had been recorded and made available to us.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. Goats are so smart and cows.
That was the most incredible interview that I've heard from you all since I've been in. That one from that farmer's wife in Nebraska. That was totally amazing.
Yeah,
yes.
It is. Everybody needs to watch that. And we need to share it. I mean, it's now available. Just begin to get people to watch it. And it's relatively short. It's for a Saturday webinar. It's one of the shorter ones. I think it's only 40,
uh-huh.
43 minutes long.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So where do I go? Do I just go to
naturesfrequency.com? I'll send it to you. It's again, if you go into your back office on your own website and you click
yeah.
on the video channel, it's the top video.
Okay.
It's the most recent one that they posted.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm really happy that's gone up there because I was just mesmerized by this young lady with all of the research that she was doing with her animals. How
yep.
amazing. But her being a Reiki master, you can kind of understand how she had this connection with the frequency, principle. That's
yep.
the one thing that I find most hard for people to get it out there in today's world because, you know, they're just so connected with just what their physical body does and what they can do if they, you know, can just go get a pill or do whatever. If everybody just understood the principle of this amazing body in its energetic field and in the frequencies and in the way that it works, I knew that all these years as I studied Chinese medicine. It's just a basic principle, but for
us to be successful, we have to, you know, kind of take ourselves out of that picture as, you know, the person that may understand a lot more than the average person. What we do need to insert into the picture is that we have to create curiosity somehow, or we need to, you know, using the earthing card, demonstrate something that you know, is undeniable to the individual so that they now really want to delve in to figure out how it, you know, possibly relates to them.
Well, and we're so fortunate today that we are living in this world of information that is so available, you know, just by a click of the finger, you can find out about just about anything. That was different than it was when I first got into it 30 years ago. So, yeah, what a deal, you guys. Well, thank you for everything you are and everything you do, and I very much appreciate all of you, and we'll be in touch again soon.
We appreciate you very much, and please, you know, I realize that you find it difficult to get people to pay attention to you, but don't get a little, you know, frustrated at all. Just keep plugging away. You'll find somebody and say the right words. You know, we hear all the time, can't say the wrong thing to the right person. You can't say the right thing to the wrong person.
Well, I think you can be a reflection of what you believe just by your state of being, your state of health. I'm 84 years old. I live totally independent.
No way. No way. No way.
Absolutely, guys, because that's a road that I chose to go on 30 years ago. But if we had known this technology back then, things would have been much more advanced than they are right now. But thank God we have it. It's here.
We're here now. Now we just need to tell the world.
Just get the world to listen.
That's all.
Okay, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Do we have anybody up on the board?
Nope.
Okay. GPS signal lost.
Okay. Gary, you want to close it out for this evening? And again, we thank everybody for being on board this evening. We will be back tomorrow night at 8 p.m. That's Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. And, you know, please, please share this information with some other people. We have so large of a mission. There's so many people that need to know that are just leaning towards us for these solutions. And they may be, you know, right in your path. Just pay attention. With that, Gary, close it out.
Yes, sir. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for paying attention tonight and to spending time with our family here at Rolling Energies. We thank you. We appreciate each and every one of you that spoke tonight. Thank you, Diana, for working the board. Thank you, Eric, for a wonderful presentation. Thank you, everyone. We will be here tomorrow night, Thursday night, 8 o'clock. And please make sure everyone is on the Saturday morning practitioners call. Those are ones that you learn so much and you find out so many things. And we have to edit that out so you hear things that you're not going to, you won't hear again because they had to meet the certain criteria and they're edited out. And a lot of our practitioners are overseas and they can say things that we can't. So make sure every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, you're on one of those. We're here every night, five nights a week, every night, but Tuesday night and Friday night. Tuesday night, we have a webinar at 9 o'clock, but this Rolling Energy Show is every night, but Tuesday and Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you invite someone and bring somebody with you to a call. It's just a lot more fun. But thank you. God bless each and every one of you, and good night. We'll see you tomorrow night. Goodbye, everybody.